Well, while the president's been in Florida, his sons, Eric and Don Jr., spent the weekend in Dubai for the opening of a Trump-branded golf club. The Trump sons have taken over management of the Trump Organization, even though President Trump still owns the company. And that continued ownership has raised some questions. Here to talk about that is Marilyn Giewax, NPR Senior Business Editor. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Jeremy.
So first, this golf course has been in the works for a while, but the president has promised that there would be no new foreign deals for his company while he's president. What about that?
Well, that's the kind of reason that we created this ethics monitor, because he says some things and then you're not sure, did he stick to that? So we really have gone over everything very carefully. And yes, we have the direct quote where they said no new foreign deals. But then we look at the evidence of, is he sticking with that? And there's for this Dubai golf course. It was started in 2013, but the grand opening has just, you know, been happening. But it's going on from there. Now they're also going to build another course. They're adding villas. So do you only look at the part that was promised in 2013, or do you look at the new things that have yet to be built? And that's happening also in Scotland. There's a Trump golf course where he's also going to be adding a great deal there. There's deals in Indonesia. There's a new one, it looks like, that's popping up in the Dominican Republic. So some of these things might have been a twinkle in their eye at one point, but they really weren't done deals, and now they're happening. So whether or not you see that as a new deal, it's kind of on that line where it depends on how you want to look at it.
Well, in either way, it's a deal that is connected to the current president of the United States, at least in some way.
Correct, because although he has shifted daily management to his sons, he continues to own the Trump Organization. The profits still go to the president.
So he also said in November on NBC that he doesn't think it's appropriate for him to own stocks when he's making deals for the country. A spokesman said that he sold all his shares in companies in June. Is that true?
That's on our ethics monitor. We can say he promised to sell the stocks. He said he has done it, but we have no evidence. He has not presented any kind of receipts or any way of showing that it really happened. And, you know, he's had a bit of a history here where he says he's going to do one thing, and then when the press follows up, it turns out it wasn't really done. So we're pushing for that evidence. We'd love to see that he has sold them. We don't have that evidence yet.
And what about what he said about his salary? Right after the election, then-President-elect Trump told Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes that he would take a $1 salary. Let's listen.
Are you going to take the salary, the president's salary?
Well, I've never commented on this, but the answer is no. I think I have to, by law, take $1. So I'll take $1 a year. But it's a, I don't even know what it is. Do you know what the salary is?
$400,000.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to take the salary. I'm not taking it.
So, Marilyn, has he followed through on that? And is he taking a $1 a year salary?
Well, actually, the law says that he has to take the $400,000 that the taxpayers owe the president. But he could keep $1 and give $399,000, you know, whatever, give it back to the Treasury. So is he going to donate it back to the Treasury? Again, we've seen no evidence that he has set up any mechanism for returning that money to the Treasury. So at this point, all we know is that the law says he must be cut a paycheck. We don't know if he's returning it.
So any other promises that he made that you're watching at this point?
Well, sort of this big one is the tax returns. He has said that he would release his tax returns when an audit is done. We found no evidence that an audit is being done. I mean, you don't have to see the tax returns themselves. He could release to us a letter or documentation from the IRS that an audit is in progress. There's no such evidence. There are no such tax returns. It's not at all clear what the timeline is. So we may never get these tax returns, and, you know, that's something that presidents have always done in the modern era, is show people what they own so that we understand where the conflicts of interest might be. In this case, we don't even know that there's an audit, let alone have the tax returns.
And I remember Kellyanne Conway, the president's counselor, coming out shortly after he became president and saying, we're not going to release the tax returns.
And, you know, that's true. You get down to it. And the fact is, he always returns to the idea that voters knew that he was an international businessman. He has very complex dealings, and he was elected. So his argument is these other rules may have applied to presidents in the past, but he has a different situation and voters signed off on it. So his argument is that he really doesn't have to follow these typical ethical rules because people knew what they were buying and they bought it.
That's Marilyn Giewax, NPR senior business editor, and we'll link you to more of Trump's Ethics Monitor at hereandnow.org. Marilyn, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.